WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, July 5th. Coming up, young women are leading the charge to keep reproductive rights alive in the neighboring state of Indiana. Michael Puente will take us there in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. One witness to yesterday's Highland Park parade shooting was marching in the event when she heard what she thought might be fireworks. Yumi Ross was with the League of Women Voters and remarked on the loud sounds to a friend marching with her.
And she very quickly said, "I don't think it's fireworks, run." And you saw a sea of people running toward us, and we just started running too. But the rapid fire, pop, 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 just kept going.
Ross says she and dozens of other people fled into a business that was open. The owner directed everyone to the back of the shop, then locked the entrance. Six people are dead after the mass shooting, with dozens more wounded. Authorities say they have arrested a person of interest in the shooting. Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling gun violence a uniquely American plague after a mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park. The 22-year-old suspect, who allegedly fired a high-power rifle from a rooftop, was taken into custody last night, hours after the shooting. Speaking on Independence Day, Pritzker says Americans don't have the freedom to live without daily fear of gun violence.
If you're angry today, I'm here to tell you, be angry. I'm furious. I'm furious that yet more innocent lives were taken by gun violence.
Pritzker has said the modest federal gun control measure recently signed into law did not go far enough. Meanwhile, in a campaign video immediately after the Highland Park shooting, Republican candidate for Governor Darren Bailey urged people to pray and then move on and celebrate the 4th of July. The video was posted to Bailey's campaign Facebook page. Bailey stood with a group of supporters after their appearance at a different parade was canceled after the shooting.
So let's pray for justice to prevail, and then let's move on and let's celebrate the independence of this nation.
Bailey says he's a staunch Second Amendment supporter. He says he supports eliminating FOID cards and that he'd die on his porch before giving up his guns. In a statement released by his campaign, Bailey later said in part, quote, "I apologize if in any way we diminished the pain being felt across our state." Elsewhere, custodians, assistant teachers, and other support staff in the Champaign Unit 4 School District are all making at least $15 an hour starting this month. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more on the new contract that made the raise happen.
The new four-year Champaign Educational Support Professionals contract became official last week. The union members approved the contract in a 100-20 vote. The Unit 4 Board of Education then approved it unanimously. James Montague is the head custodian at Jefferson Middle School. He voted for the contract in the hopes that it will help fill vacancies in his department.
You look all across town, you know, in Champaign, you have Wendy's, McDonald's, have other places saying we pay up to $17 an hour, we pay up to $18, I think. This is the school district trying to get good quality people.
Under the contract, Unit 4's lowest paid workers, like first year bus monitors, will get a raise from under $13 an hour to $15.50. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll look at the fight for reproductive rights in the neighboring state of Indiana after the Supreme Court overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade decision last month. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Join WILL on our 10th annual private rail trip to the East Coast, October 27th through November 4th. Climb aboard beautifully restored train cars and travel in style to your destination. Your itinerary includes guided sightseeing tours in Boston and Salem, with a stop in Plymouth to visit a living history museum. You'll also have time to explore these historic cities on your own. Find the complete trip schedule and pricing at will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Nearly two dozen states are in line to impose bans on abortion. Indiana is one of them. Democrats are vastly outnumbered, so they're calling on Hoosiers, red or blue, to fight back. And many young women appear to be leading the charge. Michael Puente reports.
22-year-old Faith Miklaichek is a recent college graduate. She says she's never participated in a demonstration until earlier this week. Not only did she attend a rally in her hometown of Crown Point following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, She organized it.
I was kind of disappointed there wasn't anything really in our area. This is something I'm very passionate about. So I decided to organize it and honestly expected like 10 people to show up. And I don't know how many actually did.
Try nearly 3,000. Demonstrators, mostly young and female, held signs and marched in front of a historic courthouse in a city that leans Republican. They shouted all kinds of slogans to passing motorists.
Women's rights are human rights! Women's rights are human rights! Women's rights are human rights! Women's rights are human rights!
Including some provocative ones.
Pussy power! Pussy power!
All this to fight off the GOP's grip on Indiana, where abortion could be outlawed in just a few weeks. There's already more than 100 state laws restricting reproductive rights, including a new law. The so-called coercion abortion law makes it a felony for anyone to coerce a pregnant woman into having an abortion. Jada Libatina says it's nearly unbearable to live in Indiana.
I don't feel like I want to be here. I don't understand how guns can have more freedom than us women. It's scary.
Even if Indiana is staunchly red, U.S. Representative Frank Mervan, a Democrat who represents this area in Congress, says state Republicans will have to take what women are demanding into consideration.
Here we are in the middle of Crown Point, Indiana, which is pretty much central Indiana, where there are 2,400 people saying that they believe in the woman's right to choose, and I'm going to believe that that will prevail.
Meanwhile, Allie Brown, who serves as a city county councilor in Indianapolis, says banning abortion is about men dictating how women lead their lives. She spoke at a press conference in Northwest Indiana, which is close to Chicago.
The Indiana Republicans' national agenda against abortion isn't about the procedure, but more about control over women. They want to regulate when and how a woman approaches her sexual freedoms, decisions that should be private. And you better believe folks like me will be on the front line doing everything we can to stop their insane national agenda.
While the odds are long, Indiana State Representative Carolyn Jackson says if enough people speak up, the move to ban abortion can be stopped. The Democrat from Hammond, just outside of Chicago, says she has seen other controversial bills die because of pressure. It happened in 2015 when Indiana Republicans pushed through religious freedom laws and faced considerable backlash, forcing them to amend it. And even earlier this year, with efforts to ban critical race theory from being taught in public schools.
I've known instances where people started contacting the legislator before the bill was to even be heard. When it came time for the hearing, they pulled the bill. So that's what we want. Just pull the bill. Just let it die.
More pro-choice rallies are expected across the state in the coming days and weeks leading up to Indiana special session July 25th. I'm Michael Puente.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny and hot today with a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 97 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Michael Levine, Ryan Denham, Emily Hayes, and Michael Puente. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.